Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Good afternoon, Simon, and good afternoon, listeners. Yesterday was the last live broadcast of these 25 past 4 slots, and this will be my last voice note. So I thought I'd end on a rather upbeat note. You know, I often get asked, is there an end to sight for this COVID pandemic? There's been a tremendous amount of suffering, and you know, people would really kind of know, you know, how long is this going to go on for? When are we going to go back to our pre-COVID existence? I think we can kind of try and look into the crystal ball. As I often mentioned, this is a very unpredictable disease, unpredictable virus. We are still very much in a learning curve, but we have learned a tremendous amount, and science, and I must say the depth of science has really been absolutely astounding. Not only the development of vaccines, but also trying to understand this virus. And I think science will eventually overcome it. So we can really see in the high income countries, those that have had extensive vaccine coverage and are now lifting restrictions in Israel, United Kingdom, and United States and many other states and so on. It's resulted in a very interesting thing. The number of cases, in fact, has shot up. You look at, I think I mentioned it yesterday, the United Kingdom, and this is, okay, it's 2 days old, but nevertheless, I think it's illustrative. They had a daily caseload of 423 per million population. South African comparison is much lower, 279 per million population. However, and this is a critically important thing, the hospital admissions, the severe disease, that has dropped drastically in countries with extensive vaccination. So looking at the ultimate mortality figures, United Kingdom at that same period of time, 0.5 per million population, as against South Africa at the same time, 7.6 deaths per million population. So really, this is really the kind of first phase of the control. People getting vaccinated with what we call the first generation vaccines. And what that has done is greatly decrease the number of severe disease, hospitalizations, and mortality. But has not really affected the number of cases specifically, and particularly with the evolution of new variants such as the Delta variant. So our second generation of vaccines, and there's a lot of research going on to develop second generation vaccines, building on the knowledge from the first generations, will probably give a much better immunity and will also address the mild to moderate cases as well as the severe cases. And I think this is really kind of looking to the future where we want to go. We want to eventually tame this virus, make it a much less severe virus. We're never going to get rid of the virus. As I mentioned before, on a number of occasions, the only virus we've ever got rid of is smallpox. So we're not going to get rid of this virus. But what we want to do is make it very similar to the, what we call the endemic coronavirus. These are coronaviruses which have been in humankind for millennia. And there are four of them which cause the common cold, mild, relatively mild illness such as a common cold. And hopefully this SARS-CoV-2, the cause of COVID, will eventually be converted into one of these endemic coronaviruses. And that's saying that we can really tolerate the mild upper respiratory infections, the common cold type thing. This is really the kind of outlook into the future. Hopefully it'll come sooner rather than later. And really it is something which I think we can look forward to that. That'll happen maybe the next year or 2 years. Then we'll go back to our pre-COVID existence. Unfortunately, South Africa is still at the first stage, and we still have to be very, very careful with all the precautions, particularly now with our Delta variant, the very infectious one. So please stay safe. Please adhere to all the precautions, the ones that we've been saying over and over again. And keep well, and goodbye.